This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. On his latest album, the Grammy-nominated composer and pianist Omar Sosa pays tribute to Miles Davis's 1959 masterpiece Kind of Blue, and he does it without including a single song from the original. Instead, Omar's album, called Egun, is a tribute to the spirit of Miles Davis. We'll find out more about the project in a moment, but first, let's hear a song. Here is Omar Sosa, back in our Soundcheck studio, with a piece called Calling Egun. That is Omar Sosa at our Steinway here in the Soundcheck studio in a piece called Calling Egun. That's E-G-G-U-N. The album is entitled Egun by Omar Sosa and the Afroelectric Experience. But Omar here solo with us, as he has done pretty much annually. Good to see you again.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be here, yeah.
So that's kind of an invocation, that piece.
Yeah, this is the idea. Well, Egun means ancestors.
It's a Yoruba word.
Yeah, Yoruba word, yeah.
And it means sisters?
You know, ancestors.
Oh, ancestors. Okay.
And then for me, this is really important, especially in the record, because it's the last song of the record. Of course, what I did here was a little kind of solo variation of what happened.
So the ancestor, the Egun, they're not just ancestors. In many African traditions, the Yoruba one included, yeah, they act as kind of spiritual guides.
Yes, yeah. Let's put it that way. Yeah, Miles Davis his ancestors. Mm-hmm. Thelonious Monk, his ancestors. Bill Evan, his ancestor. And I try to say thank you with this piece to all of these masters. It give us the opportunity to play the music that we play today.
Yeah. Now, growing up in Cuba, Omar, you would have had access to a lot of Yoruba culture, yeah. Afro-Cuban drumming and stuff. You wouldn't have had so much access to Miles Davis and Thelonious Monk and Bill Evans.
I discovered Monk in Germany.
In Germany,
yeah.
Okay.
A friend of mine, a saxophone player, I remember it. Yeah, we finished a tour, in 1999. He told me, okay, you can come to my house. And he put me a record of Monk. I started crying like if somebody called me. Like, I said, okay, I like this music. This is what I want to do.
So what had you been playing up until that point?
Well, I mostly the time like a Cuban traditional music, some montuno, mm-hmm. cha-cha-cha. But when I listen, this kind of... The way of sound, I say this, and after that he put me Miles. Mm-hmm. When he put me Miles, was like wow, revelation.
And Miles Davis, really, he is sort of the spirit guide for this new record. The story goes, it was a commission from a festival in Barcelona. To do a tribute to Kind of Blue, the classic Miles Davis record.
And for me, it was a little challenge, you know. I listened Miles for 6 months non-stop. Yeah, my wife and my kids say, Daddy, can we do another scene? It's only this. It's only scene with see and listen is this. I say, I need to find something inside of this. Bring me to the way of creation. And one day, I remember it was really, was late night. It was around 1 or 2 o'clock in the night. I remember I talked to my wife. I say, wow, I feel something. I say, oh, my, again? I say, well, I need to tell this to somebody. I go to the piano. I use the same bar of each solo. I pick up 4 notes together and create a melody.
So you're taking this kind of, you're taking these, it's almost like extracting DNA.
Yes, like this.
Okay. So you're taking the DNA out of Miles Davis's Kind of Blue and creating a whole new creature from it. We're speaking with Omar Sosa, the Cuban-born, Spanish-based pianist and composer. His album called Egun is kind of a tribute to Miles Davis's Kind of Blue. And not just Miles, but you mentioned all the great Cannonball Adderley and John Coltrane and Bill Evans. Now, the album is credited to you, Omar Sosa, and the Afroelectric Experience.
Yeah.
So this combination of the kind of the deep-rooted African traditions with modern electronics and production techniques, all of that comes together for you.
Yes, well, actually, Miles, in one of the last, he was one of the pioneers of
Absolutely.
The electronic with Vicious Brew.
Right.
When everybody say, wow, dude, Miles was ahead.
Right. In fact, later on in the show, we'll have a little bit of a debate. Ashley Kahn, who I think will be taking the side of Kind of Blue versus Bitches Brew, you know, which is the more important land. Of course, they're both important landmark recordings, but that's coming up later on Soundcheck today. We're speaking with Omar Sosa about the album called Egun. Now, what about the interludes on this record? They serve a specific purpose. They're very short, right?
Well, you know, in the beginning, the idea was to have a complete transcribed song based on Bill Evans' solo in Bloom Green.
Okay.
But the best way for me to say thank you to Bill Evans is play just what he did in the way he arranged the horns mm-hmm. in Kind of Blue.
So this is a tribute to the pianist,
to Bill Evans.
Bill Evans. From my guest, Omar Sosa, and this is from the album called Egun. That is just one of the interludes. There are six of them on the album Egun by Omar Sosa and the Afroelectric Experience. As we mentioned, the album began as a kind of a tribute to Miles Davis's record Kind of Blue and ended up being a tribute to several of these Egun, these spirit guides, including the pianist Bill Evans, who, of course, was associated with Miles so closely for so long. And Omar Sosa is doing a couple of gigs here in the metropolitan area with the trumpeter Paolo Fresu, great Italian trumpeter who's been on the scene for many years. Thursday through Sunday, through January 27th at the Blue Note, and then Friday, February 1st at the South Orange Performing Arts Center in New Jersey. Omar's here with us performing on Soundcheck today. You want to play another piece from the new record?
Okay, I want to play a piece called Alma from the last record. Called Alma.
Called Alma, which means soul or spirit. And once again, this is Omar Sosa taking his place at our piano and performing live on Soundcheck. Thank you. Once again, Omar Sosa, Cuban-born and now Spanish-based pianist and composer. And that is a live performance of Alma, which is the title track from a record from, that would be, what, 2010, 2011? The most recent recording is Egun with Omar Sosa and the Afroelectric Experience. And then there's the record you did with Paulo Freixo, which is a really beautiful recording. That's Alma. Performing with Paulo Freixo through Sunday night at the Blue Note, and then Friday, February 1st at the South Orange Performing Arts Center in New Jersey. So these days you're living in Spain, on your little island off the coast, actually.
Well, you know, I'm back to Barcelona because in the end was kind of complex, you know, airplanes and
the, so you're back on the mainland.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, the main company.
So what is the jazz scene like in Barcelona, specifically Spain in general now?
Well, you know, everybody know what happened in Europe, especially in Spain, Portugal, Greece, and Italy. But you know, the jazz scene is still, yeah, I need to say, is still alive. You know, every November, we have this amazing festival, and even with this kind of big crisis,
even with the economics,
they are still fighting to get the festival alive. It's not easy, I need to say, it's not easy, but it's what it is. You know, we need to keep and do what we need to do. Mm-hmm. Just play music and figure out a way to keep the music, the live music, alive.
Well, you've been doing it for a very long time on several continents. Omar Sosa, always great to have you with us on Soundcheck. Thank you,
Jonas. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure, pleasure. And well, it's a nice day, even if it's cold outside, but it's sunny. It's important.
Omar Sosa's recent recording is Egun, and then there's the album Alma, which he did with Paulo Freixo. And you're listening to Soundcheck.